Good afternoon. My name is Jim Smith. I'm assistant head at Clevedon School, and I've come today to look at the next step for our school in terms of developing what I would say would be a whole education.
Okay. What have you seen today that you think could have proved useful to you in your senior management role?
I think the first thing is just some reflection time on what we've been deciding at school, and sort of affirmation that actually we're right to look at values, independent learning, lifelong learning, the skills that they might need for the 21st century, and a really sort of thought-provoking talk from a lady from BT about actually the sort of similarities between learners and consumers, emerging markets, what the product is, if indeed there is going to be a product, and the sort of the key driver of students even to be able to be capable of learning, whatever that might mean. We can't future-proof for one scenario. So I really enjoyed that talk about not trying to predict what will happen, just be ready for anything, if you like.
Yeah, because I mean, I think a lot of people find that they're concerned about sort of the A star to C pressures they have on their institutions. How do you think people can square this sort of, let's say, arena with that?
We've always said at sort of Clevedon School, if you focus on learning, then the data has a habit of looking after itself, and sort of firm believer in sort of not weighing the pig, but worrying about what you feed the pig. So, you know, for us, that's always been our driver and we'll continue to do so. Sort of a focus, a bit like whole education, a focus on learning and everything else will look after itself. So we're not worried. And as a school that's had Ofsted and sort of tackled Ofsted head on with our staff explaining to every inspector that walks in the room what they're seeing, be it skills, be it knowledge, be it a blend of the two, which more often than not it is, then, you know, we think we can almost sort of square the circle.
Yeah, I think what's really interesting is certainly the schools I've been into and seen, it's the schools which have more cohesion and self-esteem in terms of how they tackle Ofsted inspections or basically reaching out to the community in general seem to be that more successful. I don't know what you think of that analysis.
I think it definitely comes with confidence, sort of confidence on two levels, probably confidence of the staff to deal with Ofsted and their ability to explain the pedagogy that's being used, confidence of the students to engage with the lesson and show that inspiration, sort of talk about what's an outstanding lesson, all that really comes up for me, comes from the drive of the students and their confidence to be able to get stuck in with their learning. Having said that, one also recognises that schools that may have been sort of, you know, put through the mill, put through the ringer by Ofsted and labelled coasting or hard to shift and all of those, then there's a legacy of self-esteem. And I think, you know, there's a lot of work out there and materials and research about how we can work with our staff to build self-esteem. And it starts with, you know, self-esteem of the staff and the students to actually engage with the learning process. And I think for some schools and some individuals, there's sort of benefit to be had from exploring that further, and it's again another theme that's come out of this conference about exploring how we can get, you know, unleash the potential of staff and unleash the potential of students.
Yeah, I think often, again, from my analysis, is that it's when you have enrichment and you enrich the environment and present more opportunities or varied opportunities from the norm, not just the sort of vanilla down the line academic type of teaching and learning, but when you enrich it with a bit more input from, I don't know, all sorts of different areas, industry and people who have expertise and just parental engagement in the community, I think you're more than likely to come up with a bit more than just the sort of basic norm.
Yeah, I think that's true. Sort of at one end of the scale, Tuesday, 10 o'clock, it must be numeracy versus having a collapsed curriculum day or a week. Maybe there's a happy medium, a sustainable happy medium in the middle. I mean, sort of one of the delegates I was chatting to earlier, we were sort of joking around all the effort that goes into a collapsed curriculum day or a collapsed curriculum week, and everyone enjoys it so much. And then, you know, the next day or the Monday following, we go back to the same old thing again. So I think there's no shortage of people who know what good learning is, know what it is. It's the ability to put it into schools. And I guess sort of brave leaders and lazy teachers who encourage students to work independently, so it becomes a winning combination.
And what would the one takeaway you'd take away from this conference today be?
That'd be difficult. I've been sort of scribbling and tweeting all day long. the one thing to take away, I think, is the courage to carry on, the importance of us in schools to actually be aware of this and to do something about it and to actually make the change. That, you know, don't wait for the permission. Actually, there's many schools, we've heard of examples today of schools who are actually doing it. So don't get bogged down and caught up in what you can't do. Actually, there's a hell of a lot you can do and, in fact, probably have a responsibility to do.
Just go for it.
Indeed. Not go for it, go for it.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Brilliant.